the heart and soul of racing. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Well, the Freeman name is on the Blue Diamond Honour Roll three times, with Lee winning the great race. Anthony Freeman is looking to etch his name on the trophy tomorrow, and his son Sam Freeman joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Had a good run in the race. Do you remember where you were when a Lingy won in 2004, that amazing win trained by your uncle?
I do. It was my birthday. I was eight, and I think I was in Canberra for a wedding.
Gee whiz. That is a good memory. You're making me feel bloody old, though. You were eight. Dearie, mate. When's your birthday this week?
It was yesterday, actually. Oh, so
happy birthday. How old?
23.
Yep, still feeling old. Well done. Gee whiz, a good birthday present would be tomorrow to take home the diamond. And a great performance by yourself and your father to get two red hot chances in the Blue Diamond. You must be wrapped just to get two horses to the finishing post.
Yeah, exactly right. We're the whole team should be pretty proud. I think we've only had, you know, 4 or 5 2-year-olds go to the races this season. And, to get two in the race and two successful in the preludes is, it's definitely a big team effort, and hopefully they can equip themselves well.
Gee, they're both good chances coming through from winning their preludes. Your gut feel, can you split them?
It's tough to split them. I mean, I'm Immortal, obviously unbeaten, and there's a lot of knockers for him, which, you can understand there might be a bit doubt on him at the 1,200 metres, but one thing he's got is a will to win, and he puts up a fight when he's challenged, which will take you a long way as a 2-year-old. So he'll be right there until the death. So and Liza, she's got a touch of class about her, and she's been thriving and improving all the time. So it's tough to split. One of them makes their own luck, and the other one, probably a touch of class and has the ability to get over a little bit further.
Tongue tie goes on I Am Immortal, and so do the earmuffs. Is that just to try and bring him back a little bit in the first part of the race?
Yeah, exactly right. Look, Mellon sort of got off and said, if we can just preserve a little bit of his energy to help him finish off at the end of his races, then he's going to probably see out the 1,200 a bit stronger. And it's got to be understood, he works in the earmuffs every day at home, gallops in them and everything. So it's not a foreign item of gear for him. He has always worked solidly in them. And the tongue ties just to help him relax and hopefully get his breathing, right and get him into a nice rhythm. So, this is his grand final, and Anthony's of the opinion that those two gear changes could be the secret for him.
Gee, Lye looks like a horse of untapped potential. I did hear that the camp was pretty confident at the $26 in the Blue Diamond Prelude. We should have spoken to you the day before that race. Has she come through that well? Has she improved much from the win?
She has. She definitely has. She's a filly who always showed good ability before her first start. Was probably pretty unlucky at Flemington behind Jeddah Star. Was very green, a little bit hot, didn't quite know how to put horses away at sale, and improved for that, kept putting on weight, and was working as strong as ever. And, Ryder sort of said she's just strengthening up all the time, and she's relaxing a lot better and taking everything in. So she worked very well on the Tuesday heading into the prelude, and we were really happy with her. I mean, you can never be confident, obviously, in a race of that quality, and there was a lot of raps on a few of those 2-year-olds, but we're as happy as we were going into that race, going into this one.
All right, I'll put you on the spot. You can only have one pick. Who would you be picking?
Oh, no, I'd take a Dead Heat. But happy with both of them, and they've both got, assets in different areas, so hopefully both of them can cover, however the race is run.
Quick word on Super Unambitious. Either of them, can they win tomorrow?
Both will improve for the run. Supray, wait for her to get out to a mile and maybe a touch further. And Ambitious, similarly, he's probably a little bit soft for tomorrow, but hopefully he can be running on late and then second up into the Australian Cup.
And is Shoals okay?
Yeah, she's all fine. She's all fine. She's out on the track this morning, fresh as ever, and she's been eating up. She hasn't missed a beat all week anyway. It's just been, you know, we take a routine blood of our Saturday runners, and she wasn't in the ranges that we like to run them in, so no harm done, and she'll be back firing very soon.
Where will you go with her? Newmarket, possibly?
Possibly. Dad's just sort of weighing up the idea that she might head to the trials again, either at Wednesday at Balnarring or, you know, possibly at Flemington next Friday. So, but ultimately, her goals are probably the Canterbury Stakes or, you know, the William Reid races like that are options for her as well. So, yeah.
Well, good luck tomorrow, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.